Dunlap High School students are gathering petitions asking the school board to reconsider its decision to send everyone back for full days in the classroom this semester.
It's almost inevitable that school will eventually close and will eventually be back to remote learning, as you can see in like other schools in the region.
That's Dunlap High School senior Raphael Davis. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what's happening in our community, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Friday, August 7th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. It's clear Peoria has strong opinions on the Columbus statue in Upper Bradley Park after the Park District held a forum on the monument's future earlier this week. Tommy Rosecrans of Peoria says he's for, quote, destroying the statue completely, end quote, because of Columbus's poor treatment of women and natives. He also says it's a good opportunity for the area to repair its reputation after the white trash bash garnered negative media attention.
The whole world is watching us right now, and we have an opportunity to kind of turn it around and say, hey, not all of us are terrible people. Some of us are conscious, thinking, forward citizens.
Others, like Timothy Anders, argued it is important to keep the statue where it is.
If we're looking for somebody to be memorialized who's perfect, we're never going to have anybody to ever look up to or to ever inspire us to be better.
Bernard Goitein, a Bradley University professor and Uplands resident for 40 years, says more education on Columbus's controversial legacy is needed.
Simply removing the statue would not provide the education. What would provide that education, so clearly needed, would be appropriate historical signage.
The statue was placed in the Uplands neighborhood in 1902. It was moved to Bradley Park in 1947. The board is looking at several options, including removing the statue, adding signage to provide historical context, or leaving it as it is. The park board will make a decision next month. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Former Peoria TV news reporter Denise Jackson is formally announcing her candidacy for the first district council seat. Peoria County Sheriff Brian Asbell says the COVID-19 outbreak at the jail is coming under control. All 77 detainees retested are negative. Of the 38 total positives, 34 have now recovered. There are 2,060 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Peoria, Tazewell, and Woodford counties as of Thursday. That's an increase of 69 cases over 24 hours. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Dunlap School Board surprised many students, parents, and teachers last week when it approved a full return to school this year instead of a hybrid condensed option. Incoming Dunlap seniors Arayan, Paul, Asaya Adnan, Raphael Davis, and Anjali Yadavali started a petition asking the board to reconsider. They recently spoke with Tim Shelley about their concerns with the current plan.
It was last Wednesday night, the school board made a decision to send all students back to school full-time, 5 days a week. And against the testimonies of several parents and teachers at that school board, they made that decision. We felt like something had to change. Hearing all the public comments in that school board meeting and just our own personal thoughts of how school should be run, we thought something needed to change in the interest of the community. The decision that they made needs to be repealed, and the other proposals that were on the board, that were on the table that meeting, need to be reanalyzed and reconsidered.
So the other options were a hybrid condensed plan where students would go in the morning and come home for lunch and for asynchronous learning. And then the other option was a complete remote option. As a group, we would like them to possibly consider the condensed hybrid option just because it gets rid of some of the really difficult things that they're trying to tackle with a full day schedule, such as dealing with lunch, because it's difficult to be able to socially distance enough to have lunch done safely, you know, without the masks. And it also decreases exposure time. The condensed schedule is only about 5 hours, while the full day schedule is about 8 hours. So that's a 3-hour difference. And in the middle of a pandemic, that can be quite a lot. So we would like them to reconsider maybe the condensed slash hybrid option.
Speaking as students for a second here, I mean, why the condensed option?
So I feel like for the longevity of the 2020 to 2021 school year, I feel like the hybrid or condensed option is the better option, as it's almost inevitable that school will eventually close and will eventually be back to remote learning. As you can see in like other schools in the region, like a school in Greenfield, Indiana, ended up like a kid went there for the first day and tested positive, and they had to go back into quarantine, right back into remote learning. So if we already start with a hybrid condensed option, we would already be doing remote learning at home for half of the day. So that way we can seamlessly transition from that like in-school slash at-home learning to fully at-home learning if need be.
So at this point, have you been in contact with the board to say, here's our petition, would you consider meeting with us, or would you consider convening a special meeting to talk about this further?
So the next school board meeting is August 12th, and currently school is set to start on August 17th. So what we are hoping that the board would do is call a special meeting to reconsider earlier, just because this is a huge undertaking to like work out the schedules and work out all the things that have to go down. So we don't want to push it off until August 12th, and we're hoping that the school board would reconsider and hold a special meeting to reconsider the options earlier.
There's so much new information that has surfaced in between the last board meeting and now that I feel like if the board agreed to hold a special meeting, we would be able to solidify our argument why they need to repeal their current decision and heavily reconsider the hybrid option.
In a statement, Dunlap Board President Abby Humbles said the board considered the perspectives of these students, constituents, the CDC, and American Academy of Pediatrics when deciding the full return to school is the best plan. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.